Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I want to mention to you now that we're talking to a gentleman who is at a... You're not in jail, Mr. Dozier? Mr. Dozier, you're not in jail. Is that correct, sir? Hey, I don't... Mr. Dozier, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're not in jail, right?
No, sir, I'm not in jail. I am... right now, I'm at Victorville Men's Colony. This is a drug treatment center.
Do you have a drug problem?
No, I do not.
Why are you there?
Well, I suppose you'd have to ask the... you'd have to ask a judge, but... no, I do not have any drug problem.
When are you getting out?
I'm supposed to be out before Thanksgiving. I'm supposed to be out tomorrow night.
Well, that's good news for you, huh?
Yes, sir, it is. But Thanksgiving is a tough time for me. Because every year we make dinner. We have family and friends over. And then comes the time of the evening when I'm supposed to sit there. Yeah, can you hear me, Phil?
I can hear you fine. You say that Thanksgiving is a tough time for you. Are you in a drug treatment center because of Thanksgiving?
I want to repeat again that I do not have any drug problems, sir. A judge remanded me here for 48 hours. I do not use drugs.
But there was some behavior that necessitated this situation, right? I mean, I want to hear the story about Thanksgiving. Does that have to do with that?
Well, I'll tell you this much, Mr. Andrew. If you let me tell my story now, then you can ask all the questions you want.
Go ahead.
As I was saying, Thanksgiving is a very tough time for me because every year we make a dinner. We have my family and friends over, my wife's family and friends over. And then comes the time of the evening when I'm supposed to sit there and listen to a lot of stuff that is like sticking white-hot knitting needles into my eyes. And that is when they all take turns saying what they're thankful for this year. And it's always, I'm thankful for the food, thankful that Grandma and Grandpa are here, thankful that Uncle Jimmy isn't in Afghanistan because my brother Jim is a reserve colonel in the United States Army. Thankful for this, thankful for health and everything. And I got to sit and listen to it.
All right, well, what is difficult about that?
Okay, Bill, do you know what it's like to sit there?
My name is Phil, by the way, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry about that, sir. Do you know what it's like? First of all, I'm the one that they ought to be thanking. The only person, if you were to be honest, they should be thanking is me. I'm the one.
So you're upset that...
If I could get my story out, okay?
Go ahead.
I'm the one that goes to work. I'm the one who helps my wife buy the food with my salary. And I listen to her relatives eat the food that I made and made possible. Go sit on the couch. Loosen their belts. Fart into the sofa. A sofa that is an $8,000 sofa.
All right, I got to interrupt, sir.
Hold on for a minute, okay? Because
I got to interrupt. These are people who are there. Are a lot of people who want to thank God, and will not necessarily thank you. But if you're not hearing anybody thank you, maybe you could ask them.
Hold on, because you can thank God if you want to. But the reality is, I bought that stuff. I don't want to repeat what happened last year, but I will do it again if I have to.
And what happened last year has something to do with you being in a drug treatment facility, right?
No, sir, it does not. I would ask you to listen to my story rather than make assumptions that you people in the media like to do.
Well, tell your story. Now, what happened last year?
I love my wife. I told her it would be nice if she thanked me for the meal when it comes her time to thank people for the meal. Instead of her beer-guzzling relatives, and who don't pay for a GD thing. Excuse me for a moment.
All right, Vernon Dozier is with us. He's a high school football coach. in Southern California. You're in drug treatment, and he is going to be out tomorrow night. All right, you asked your wife to thank you at the dinner table. What did she say?
Well, no, I didn't. That has nothing to do with what she said. There was no discussion. That's what I told her she was going to do. She was going to thank me. She'd be the only member of her family to thank me for providing the turkey. And I'll be a son of a bitch if it didn't get all the way around to her side of the table and she decides to thank, you got it, God. I'm getting so sick and tired. And when I heard that, I knew she did it on purpose. And I turned to her and I said, Jean, I love you. How dare you on Thanksgiving Day do that to me? And I said, you have given me no choice. And I took the watch off my left hand, and I moved it to my right hand, and I backhanded her across the face.
All right, well, that's the part that that is unconscionable.
Okay, yeah.
No, hold on for a minute. That is unconscionable to hit your wife in front of her kids, in front of her relatives, in front of her children and her relatives on Thanksgiving Day.
And what she did to me wasn't unconscionable. Is that what you're saying? You're saying? I specifically told her.
No, what she did to you was not that was not as bad as you slapping her. I need to give our phone number out, if you don't mind, sir.
Well, before you drop your hand grenade and run, what she did to me after promising me that she would thank me, then she and I told her to specifically thank me.
If you did that in front of me, slapped your wife, I would have been forced to take some physical measure.
Well, and you would have been in violation of California state law, sir.
How would I be in violation if you hit your wife? That's against domestic abuse laws in California and any other state.
No, it is legal to hit your wife as long as there is no bruise. Now, I checked it out. They will not arrest you if there's no bruise. You can legally, in the state of California, and I'm sure in other states, I don't know about the District of Columbia, you can legally strike your wife if it leaves no bruise.
And no, you cannot legally strike your wife.
I can tell you right now from personal experience, and I don't want you thinking that I'm a wife abuser. My wife has done things that have driven me over to into behavior.
All right, I'm gonna give our phone number out here if you don't mind, sir. I'd like you to catch your breath because you sound like you need some. Where are you, in a mess hall right now?
We are having dinner. Yeah.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This man wanted to be thanked at the Thanksgiving thank you dinner, and he wasn't. He slapped his wife. She thanked God instead. Okay,
can I say something?
Go ahead.
My wife purposefully omitted my name from the Thanksgiving thank you circle. She purposely...
Why do you say that? Well, maybe she did. Maybe she thought that she...
She had said to me, when people thank people at Thanksgiving, they better thank me. I bought the turkey. I pay for the house. I paid for the stuffing. I paid for all that... God.
Watch your language, sir.
I paid for the stuffing and for the squash. I paid for it. I paid for it. I paid for it. I paid for it. And nothing she can do to change that, and nothing she can do. And I told her who she needed to thank, and that was me. And
well, you're dead wrong, pal. And let me underline the word dead.
And is that a threat, sir?
No, it's not a threat. You're wrong if you say you can hit your wife in the state of California. And I'll tell you something right now. Did anybody get physical with you?
When?
When you struck your wife?
Oh, her brother thought he was going to be a big hero. But he came over and grabbed my collar, and I said, you lay one hand on me, and I'll sue you for bodily injury, and I'll own that towing business of yours. Now, I told him that, and you'd never seen a guy back off faster.
I got to tell you something. This sounds like a nightmare Christmas.
No, everyone got the message.
It sounds like a nightmare Christmas to me. It sounds like a horrible thing that you slapped your wife.
Look, at every single...
I know every single year people are saying, thank you, God, and I'm thankful for this. Nobody ever says they're thankful for you.
Nobody ever says that they're thankful for the fact that I... I bought the turkey. I bought the stuffing. I have the mortgage on the house. I have the football, the TV.
And you slap your wife because she wouldn't thank you.
She said she would.
It's against the law, pal. You cuff your wife. I would have stepped between the two of you.
And you would have been in violation
of California law because you can strike a woman? No, you can't.
There is no bruise. When you take the watch off of your hand, most of the bruising is done with rings and watches.
Oh, well, you got this down to a science, don't you?
No, sir, I don't. What you fail to understand is she makes me angry when she doesn't do the things I ask her to do.
You're in a drug rehabilitation house right now.
I have no drug problem. And I'll tell you something else. There isn't a man out there that doesn't want to be thanked on Thanksgiving for bringing home the salary that makes that table possible and it makes it possible for her beer-guzzling relatives.
1-800-449-8686. Milford, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Yes, my name is Milford Beckman. I'm a truck driver down in Florida right now, going to Miami. I just have a question that I'd really... Okay, thank you.
You call me an SOB?
Oh, just the guy?
Yeah, I'm the guy. You call me an SOB?
Oh, yeah. If you are so chicken, whatever you want to
chicken.
Call yourself, surely not a man.
See, that makes me angry.
Well, good. I'm glad it does, boy. I wish you were here. I wish I was there. I'd make you something else.
You know something?
If you
I'd sue you. You lay one
little,
hand. You lay one hand. You lay one hand on me. I'd sue
you.
You
would slap your wife over that. What in the world is the California, state of California, letting you do teach school? What are you doing to children in your class?
I am a high school football coach at Belmar Academy in Glendale.
Right.
We have a drug treatment program.
Do you
program.
Abuse those boys in school?
Are you calling me one of them?
Exactly as you say?
Oh, so now you're calling me one of them priests. Is that what you're accusing me of?
No, I'm not calling you anything, mister. You're putting words in your own mouth.
Well, now, hold on for when you say abuse those boys.
Are you striking the kids? Are you hitting your football players?
That's what I'm asking.
Maybe you heard of a guy by the name of Vince Lombardi, Mr. Henry. He got a lot out of his players
that
by pushing
nothing.
Them.
Underage minor children? Are you slugging them?
Oh, here you go with the underage minor thing.
What do you mean, here I go? It's
against
the
law. What I want to know is, why is a psycho like you allowed to teach school in California?
Can I answer your question?
You can answer.
You want to know why I'm teaching school? I coach football? Because we're 47-3 over the last three seasons. That's why I coach football.
I couldn't care less about what your record
you
is.
You asked my question.
What I care about is the children. How are you treating those children? Do you treat them like you do your wife?
My football players are motivated because occasionally I'll cuff them around.
You're not
a
answering
bit.
My question.
You said you
were going to answer my question.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Are you physically abusing those children that you teach?
I do not see it that way, no.
Well, what does that
you
mean?
Don't
you don't see it that way.
I don't, no.
No.
But you don't
it's
see
against
it
the law.
Your wife is abusing her.
Hey. I'm the one who made the turkey. I'm the one who bought the turkey.
Whoopsie-doo.
If it doesn't bruise the woman, I could hit your wife.
You could hit my wife, boy.
Let me tell you something. If you strike a man's wife, another man's wife...
I would sue either one of you gentlemen if you laid a hand on me.
Well, you could sue me. That's fine. You can have everything I got.
I'd give you the name of a lawyer.
My father left us when I was 8 years old. So every Thanksgiving, my mother, me, my two brothers, and my sisters say what we were thankful for. Yeah.
My mother
drank.
You know
and no
what?
Matter what
Life
we
gets
said,
rough, don't it?
Every year my drunken mother would lift up her skirt and say, don't forget to thank Miss Kitty.
Well,
so don't tell me who should be thanked.
Your mother did that to you. I'm sorry to hear that. But the fact is you're an adult man. You slap your wife in front of her children and her family members because she doesn't thank you for the Thanksgiving meal. Buddy, you're going to find a guy who doesn't care whether he gets sued, and he's going to break your head.
You lay a hand on me, I'll sue you.
Oh, brother.
I'll own that truck you're driving. I'll own that truck you're driving, whatever your name is.
All right, look at Milford. I got to take a break here. Thank you for your very good call. 1-800-449-8686. With us is Vernon Dozier. He is a high school football coach. Now, you can hear he's at a drug treatment facility in Victorville, California. He says he doesn't have a drug problem. He slapped his wife last Thanksgiving because while everybody was giving thanks at the table, no one was thanking him. His wife promised she would. She didn't. He slapped her. In addition to that, did you hear this latest story that apparently his mother would lift her dress up and say, thank Miss Kitty? So that's sick and twisted and foul to do to a kid. And additionally, on top of everything else, he strikes his football players who are minor children. He says the state of California says it's legal to hit a woman if you don't leave a bruise. I don't think so. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Talking to Vernon Dozier, he is Mr. Dozier, you're a high school football coach. You are currently in a drug treatment facility, but you'll be out tomorrow night?
Yeah, and I would like to state again, sir, that I am not a drug addict.
No, I know you're not a, you say you're not a drug addict. The judge put you there for some reason for 48 hours. Is this court ordered?
I'd like to get back to what happened to me, okay? I've been hearing so much about what's happened to everybody else. Nobody wants to talk about what happened to me.
Can I just find out, is it court-ordered?
Yeah, it is. So are you happy?
I don't want this to be contentious, sir.
All right, well, I'd like to get back to what happened to me.
Well, what do you think happened to you?
I don't think anything happened to me. I know what happened to me for the last umpteen years that we have had Thanksgiving in my home, when my wife's beer-guzzling relatives sit down at my table to eat the food that I made possible. Nobody, when it comes time to give thanks, ever says, I'd like to give thanks to Vernon because of the money he makes coaching football at Belmar Academy made this.
If it makes you feel any better, nobody gives me thanks either.
I don't care. I don't care about you. I care about me. I demand that of me.
And because your wife didn't thank you, you hit her.
She promised me. And let me tell you something, Mr. Hendry. I don't.
Well, hitting a woman is a cowardly thing. It's a cowardly act. And it's
all right to hit a woman if it's understood that she can hit back. And I encourage my wife to take a shot back. It's not my fault she doesn't connect. My wife can take a shot back all she wants.
A big guy like you? A big man like you?
That is correct. But in the state of California, if you don't leave a bruise, you can legally hit a woman. And then the other thing is that if anybody tries to lay a hand on me, I'll sue them, see? So I'm covered both ways. I'm covered both ways.
Boy, I got to tell you, I would not be able to sit still for that.
See, you want to see her side, but you don't want to see my side.
I don't care about your side not being thanked. I don't get thanked for Thanksgiving dinner.
You want to be a pussy, that's your problem.
Let's not use that word either, okay?
You want to be a coward, that's your problem.
I'm not a coward. Fact of the matter is, I do not get thanked. Nobody says, thank you, Phil, for going out and earning the money. Well, actually, as a matter of fact, my wife does.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Okay.
All right, so my wife does.
All right, my wife doesn't. Nobody at that table does. And when she said she wouldn't, she didn't. That's when I took the watch off.
Why'd you take off the watch and ring so you could slug her and there wouldn't be a bruise?
That's right.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I won't even ask the audience if they think it's right for a guy to slap his wife. But does he have a right to feel hurt that no one thanks him at Thanksgiving? And his wife did promise that she would, and she didn't. He's a football coach. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
No one cares about me.
You know something? I care about you insofar as you are...
insofar as I provide an interesting guest for your program, Mr. Henry. I'll give you an exact figure. For 7 Thanksgivings, we've had it at my house, and nobody has ever thanked me.
And because of that, you slug your wife, you got a drug problem, you slug your students at school, and you call a relative's beer guzzling, and you all kinds of other things. I mean, it's just a completely unacceptable and out of control form of behavior.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
And you also said that you would hit me if I hit a woman.
Yes, I would.
All right. Well, then, hold on to your pants on this one, Mr. Henry, because the state of California says that I am legally able to strike any woman, including your wife or anybody else's wife, if they lie to me or promise something and don't come through. Now, you can do that so long as you don't leave a bruise.
But, buddy, if you hit my wife, I'm not the biggest, baddest guy in the world, but I guarantee if you hit my wife, I got a sawed-off baseball bat I keep just for such occasions.
Okay, and I would sue you.
All right. You're going to sue me. You're going to sue me.
So you're in a jail cell. Then when you get out, I own your business. You like that, huh?
I tell you right now, I'd have a case before a judge. I could say that I was defending my wife physically.
No, you wouldn't, because I don't leave a bruise. So you'd have to prove that I hit her, and everybody could say that I hit her, but there's no proof.
What a load of crap.
Yeah, well, just like the talk show.
No, just a load of crap. Tish, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to say that the football coach who is having problems with his wife not thanking him, I can really understand.
I understand, Tish, from our screener, you're a psych major, correct?
Yeah, I'm
a
college
major. Oh, that's great, that's great. So what are you going to do, young lady? Are you going to work your program on me?
No, I haven't graduated yet. I don't really have any psych mumbo-jumbo for you, but...
Yeah, but you're going to try to understand me, is that it?
No, not necessarily.
Why don't you let her talk instead of being rude to her?
I'd just like to point out to you that...
I can't believe it. Nobody's taken my side.
No, I would like to say that I can actually see your perspective, I think, because I know that, it's really unfulfilling when someone... You know, you love your wife, I'm assuming, and she doesn't thank you. You feel like, you're doing thankless work. You're working hard all the time.
Let's cut through it.
And I can understand that. What I want you to realize, maybe you're not realizing this, but I want
you to
realize.
What if I came up to you and I slapped you across the face?
I think I'd be very upset. But the point is,
violence
is not an effective way to gain respect.
You'd be very upset, but you couldn't do anything about it, and I wouldn't leave.
Exactly. I would be powerless. And so, in essence, you're being a bully by doing that to someone. You're saying that you encourage your wife to take hits back at you.
You could take a shot back at me.
Sure, I could, but I probably wouldn't be able to do any damage substantial at all that would be worthwhile, you know? And the point is, I wouldn't want to react to violence anyway.
Maybe your boyfriend would want to take a poke at me, too. If he did, I'd sue him.
Well, that's fine, but
oh boy,
I don't really support violence anyways. I don't think that it's a good way to gain respect in the eyes, especially the eyes of the victim. I mean, you're trying to get respect from your wife.
You one of those people
by hitting her.
You one of those people that, you know, is into the whole new age thing?
No, I'm just human, pretty much. And yeah. I think that it's important to realize that violence inspires
fear. Okay, let me ask you the question.
And
if
I don't think that it's really a very
If you were my wife, would you thank me at Thanksgiving if you were my wife?
I don't know. I don't think I'd marry someone that I thought would hit me, you know?
Wouldn't you thank me if I said, would you please thank me at the Thanksgiving circle?
Maybe. It depends, I guess. It really depends on how that was presented.
All right.
If it was oppressive and I felt threatened by it, might feel like...
But then I'd slap you.
I don't know, I'm not going to thank you.
What kind of an idiotic conversation is this? But so if she doesn't do it, then you'd slap her.
Wait a minute. You're calling me an idiot.
Yeah, I'm calling you an idiot. You're sitting in a drug rehab house.
Tish, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Just the way I like them, young and tender.
Yeah, that figures.
Yeah, that does figure.
But, it's really, I think it's really sad that you obviously have a lot of anger, and that's okay, but you're not dealing with it. Instead,
you know,
you're just pushing
you,
it back.
You psych majors love to put things in that way that makes me want to... Slap you, yeah.
But basically, respect and thanks, which is what you want to get from your wife, right?
Yeah, isn't that what you want to get from your wife?
What?
Respect and thanks?
Respect and thanks.
Is that the ultimate goal?
Yes, and for 7 years I kept quiet. For 7 years I waited for somebody to...
You know what I know? I know what this is about.
Would you let me finish?
No, I know what this is about. This is about you sitting and waiting and saying nothing and expecting people to thank you. That's not reality, my man. That's the existential reality of life, is that nobody notices anybody. We have to demand attention for ourselves.
So I got to get on my hands and knees like a little baby in front of her beer-guzzling relatives and say, would somebody please thank me?
No, I don't really think you need to do that.
But you
need to act out of, you know, love. And I don't think violence is love. I think that you need to just present her and maybe even her family, if you can stand it, with unconditional love. Because that is what...
You know what?
That's where respect and love comes from, you know?
You know what, Tish? I got a 21-year-old stepdaughter.
Oh, great.
And I used to spank her.
Yeah.
I did.
I used to get hit, too, you know?
No, I didn't hit her violently, but I would spank her, and I'd pull her underwear down and do it. Now, this was when she was over 18, and she didn't mind that.
Okay.
And that's funny. I don't understand
that. That's from your perspective, anyways. Maybe she's too scared to let you know how much she minded it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're the kind of person that feels that violence is okay. I mean, your act against your wife that's got you in the joint right now or whatever you're at.
I'm in a drug rehab situation here.
Yeah, well...
I'm in a mess hall.
I guess I didn't really hear the background, but basically...
Okay. You spanked your 21-year-old...
Your act was a premeditated act. I mean, you took off your ring and your watch. So
okay.
Thank you, Tish. To leave a...
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686.
Getting to you, too, huh?
What?
All that Northern California crap.
Buddy, get a glass of water or something.
I'm only here because of a buddy left Coke in my truck. I would not be here if Ray Richmond, who lives in Petaluma, California, hadn't left Coke in my truck.
We'll keep an eye on your case, man. You getting out tomorrow night?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Don't go hitting anybody at Thanksgiving if they don't thank you, huh?
Then what am I supposed to do?
Why don't you just say, hey, would anybody like to thank me? And maybe somebody will. Or you could thank yourself.
Oh, that'd sound really stupid. And I'd like to thank me.
Go ahead and do it, better than hitting your wife.
Yeah, I'll try it.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Extreme Radio.